Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I am Dr. Gillian Downs-Aling, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 6, 1951, John Eustace Theodore Brancker, a Member of Parliament for St. Lucie, brought an address to the floor of the House of Assembly. He proposed that the racial policies of South Africa be strongly condemned and that economic sanctions be implemented against South Africa. Brancker was motivated to do something on the South Africa situation after he had read D.F. Malan's view on race. Malan was the Prime Minister of South Africa and one of the chief architects of apartheid. This motion, Brancker argued, was to show the strong repugnance felt by Barbadians of the treatment of black South Africans. He believed that this would inspire other regional governments to do the same as Jamaica had preceded Barbados with a similar action. However, while there was support for Brancker's address, some disagreed with the inclusion of paragraph 3, which read as follows. The House feel that, under the circumstances, instructions should immediately be issued to the control board to refuse to grant import licenses in respect of South African goods. This paragraph will be defeated in the vote. Those who supported its inclusion were Lloyd Smith, Ronald Mapp, T. O'Brien, Darrell D. Garner, and J. E. T. Brancker. The opposers were Frederick E. Miller, Herbert A. Downdale, Fred C. Goddard, W. W. Reese, E. L. Ward, J. H. Wilkinson, and Ernest Dighton Motley. Those who abstained were Mencia Cox, Grantley Adams, Frank Walcott, and H. G. Cummings. The amended address read as follows. The House of Assembly begged to draw to the attention of His Excellency the Governor the fact that acute color and racial discrimination, the enactment of segregation laws, and the inhumane treatment of natives not only exists in the Union of South Africa, but receives official approbation and in fact the blessing of the Union government. The House views such behavior with profound abhorrence and respectfully requests that Your Excellency take cognizance of their view of the matter towards the inhumane treatment adopted by that government. And further, His Excellency is requested to submit a copy of this address to His Majesty Principal Secretary of State for the Colonies, with a request that the same be transmitted to the Government of the Union of South Africa.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.